You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
I think everything that happens with the Mets this offseason revolves around Yoenis Cespedes, and they need to figure out pretty quickly, certainly quicker than they did last year, whether or not they're going to re-sign him, if they're going to bring him back, because if they do, that colors their budget, that colors everything else they can do this winter, and if not, then they pivot towards how do we replace this guy, both in the outfield and certainly more pertinently in the lineup. So the Mets certainly have some things to look at here. And Cespedes aside for a second, they have a question mark at catcher, where they have said they were not necessarily going to be that aggressive. We've also seen them change in the past pretty quickly. I think certainly it's a position they could upgrade. Second base is a position that, where there's a lot of uncertainty right now. And Neil Walker, who was on the team last year, the Mets just made him a qualifying offer. And Neil Walker is a decent bet to return. But if he does not, do the Mets simply look internally to what they have, whether that's T.J. Rivera, Jose Reyes, Wilmer Flores, or do they go out and look in free agency? If there's one area in free agency where the Mets definitely will be active, I think it's the bullpen. Certainly, Jiris Familia's suspension makes this only more true, but they have a little bit of weakness in terms of their depth there. And while the Mets aren't likely to go out and start pursuing the top flight arms out there, whether that's Aroldis Chapman or Mark Melanson or Kenley Jansen, I think a next tier down will be a good place for them to shop, and I think they will be active there looking to fill in some of the bullpen gaps that they have. Yeah, well, if the Mets find themselves in a situation where they are without Yoenis Cespedes and they need to replace him, I think the obvious place that you look is center field. It's what they wanted Cespedes to be for them last year, and he was for the first half, but in the second half did not play center field for them. They have a hole there. They have Juan Lagares under contract, but he has yet to prove that he's an everyday option in center field. So I think Dexter Fowler is a guy that you have to look at. He's the best center fielder on the market. Certainly he would cost a lot of money for the Mets to go out and do that, and has a questionable history, both of consistency of his defense there in center. But I think he's one guy where as we head into the hot stove and still being very unsure, both the Mets and around baseball, of what Yoenis Cespedes is going to do, of how he's going to play this, of what exactly he's going to be looking for on the open market, I think Dexter Fowler is the one name that really stands out as a guy that the Mets could get very serious with very quickly.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.